Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This might be the news. I'm Rory. I'm joined today by my friends Sophie.
All right.
And Seb.
Morning.
And what we do every week on this podcast is we try and look at the news, the 7 days that have just gone, and try and work out what happened and discuss them in a kind of, well, we're doing our best to be informed. We've got a list of things that we acknowledge we don't know about. And I've got a copy of The Sun in front of me. So, I mean, it's been quite the week, really. And obviously, like, with something like this, we don't want to keep going on about Brexit, but Brexit's the news story that keeps delivering. So whilst we won't be talking about the UK leaving the EU, because no one's been talking about that this week, we're going to talk about some of the fallout. And there's only one way to start, and that's with the facts.
Facts.
Okay, so this week on the facts, we are going to be looking at the Tory leadership mess that has developed over the last week. So obviously, a week ago when we were catching up, it looked like it was a shoo-in for Boris to become the next Prime Minister. What's happened since then?
Blimey. I mean, what hasn't happened? Well, it's like a soap opera that keeps on giving.
Every day. Corbyn's there, sort of trying to really grab the news. Going, I'm a racist. Sort of managing to make like anti-Semitic comments at an anti-Semitism rally. But no, he can't get into the first slot of the news.
So
start of the week, yeah. Boris is the favourite. There is Theresa May murmurings that she might be going for it, but even though she didn't get involved in the Brexit campaign at all.
Yeah, she firmly remained, wasn't she? Well, it's funny, I'm literally losing count of the days. Is that Tuesday that last entries, or was it Monday that last entries for...
Thursday was the final, to be nominated by.
Yeah. So Boris was like literally in the ready for it then. Obviously, Michael Gove was behind him.
Michael Gove was going to be his number two.
His deputy. And yeah, it did just seem like it was between Theresa May
and Boris. And then what happened? There was this letter an email.
Oh, classic! Yeah, this is brilliant, bit, wasn't it? Oh, whoopsie! Did I accidentally put a member of the public into this very important email? Oh.
So Gove's wife had an email leaked.
What I love is like, oh, the woman, she's fucking. Unbelievable.
Well, it's just that can't happen. You don't just accidentally leak your own email. Basically, it wasn't a leak, was it?
No, it was planned, wasn't it? Because that was on the Wednesday, wasn't it?
Yeah, so night before the sort of... And at that point, Boris isn't officially in, Gove isn't officially in, and she has an email leaked. Don't know, first time
what's
using
her
Gmail.
Profile? Does anyone know her profile? What she's like, she's a writer, isn't she? She's
a journalist, isn't she?
She works at the Daily Mail.
Gove
used to work for The Times, which is Murdoch's.
Wonder how they met.
Just a networking.
Networking events on emails.
Yeah, security.
Yeah, how to retrieve emails.
Fanzined.
Bloggers forum.
How to begin? Email for dummies. So, she sent this email, didn't she? To him going like, don't let Boris bully you, we've got to like go in strong. Yeah. See, nothing is leaked in politics, it's just like sent to...
It was so obvious though, why was everyone just being like, really like, oh yeah, it was leaked? Because it was so obvious that it wasn't leaked.
So what I think, what this was basically, it was like sending a message to all the other Tories going, we're thinking about going for leadership, we're actually, like, if you're up for getting in touch, we're actually considering not backing Boris. We've got this guy. He looks like sort of a character from The Beano. He looks like
a penguin.
Well, he looks like a frog.
He looks like so many things. I think he looks a bit like
a human though.
Definitely, we can rule out
his soul is not human.
I think he looks like so like they'd get him. There's the supply teacher in the Bash Street Kids. He just looks like this evil. Sort of, but also, he looks like a nerd, an evil nerd.
But do you know what? One of my favorite things is throughout the whole week. week and nearly every single interview you've got, I am going to put my heart and my soul into it. And it's just like, you need to find a thesaurus and find another word for heart and soul, just so you can mix it up slightly.
What would you go for?
If
you were trying to say that you really wanted the job.
Oh man, I don't even know where I'd have to go. You'd have to
give it my 110%
extra. Yeah, 110%. Yeah.
I have never wanted anything more than this moment now.
I want to be as big. I want to be the next David Cameron.
Yeah, but maybe like colloquializing, you know, I want to be like Elvis Presley of politics.
People
at least then we know he's going to die at the end.
People would on the toilet.
That's awful. I shouldn't say stuff like that.
You don't want Gabe to die just yet. He hasn't done anything.
It's a bit early.
But
so
we think it was all a bit conceited, wasn't it?
I don't know. There's so much stuff going on up in there in that little Parliament Tower going on that we're just kind of like, what the hell?
Us mere mortals can't get involved in.
I know.
So anyway, so Boris. Out. He's yeah. What? I've got this story.
Where's Boris gone as well? He's probably gone into like rehab, hibernation. I don't know, but where is he? I mean, someone needs to find him.
I think he's just
This is the realest ridiculous. So Boris just opened
like
up a spread in the Sun paper where we've got Michael Gove on the phone smugly looking at the camera
and
making calls to Boris.
And it says Boris won't answer any of my calls. So some of the things, I've been reading The Sun and The Mail today, because I think these are the papers that led Brexit, so these are the only papers I'm going to read from now on, so I can understand my fellow countrymen. So Gove asked for three roles from Boris if he was going to be Prime Minister. Gove wanted to be Deputy Prime Minister, Chancellor, and Chief Brexit Negotiator.
He wanted to be your author.
So he's like, these are my terms.
It's almost like the triad, like in like, you know, the Trinity.
Yeah,
you know,
he wants, basically, I want to be more powerful than you, Prime Minister. So basically, Gove said that to Boris. I think Boris was sort of given the impression that he wasn't going to give it. Gove's then stabbed in the back. Boris never saw this coming. Boris, apparently, said, I was a fool to trust Gove. I was so naive. It's all gone very melodramatic quickly.
It has, although I did hear an interview where he was like, you know, I will support this country, you know, classic diplomatic, I will support this country however it needs to be supported behind whoever needs to be supported. But I don't know. I haven't heard much. I mean, given how public he is, Boris, you know, you'd think that he'd be out there on his bike or, you know, doing something a little bit more
zip lining.
He's now the sad clown. The circus is over. He's got one Boris bite left.
Where is he though? He's probably somewhere drinking port and cheese.
I think he's taken his Boris bite to Centre Parks.
Yeah. The place where he feels at home, you know.
He's just going to do some laps.
Ponder.
At what point did it all really go to shit?
I mean, who's he with?
I guess.
You got any friends left? I'm a bit worried, you know. As you know, I get that, you know, quite a chaotic situation.
He was incredibly reckless and has now fucked off, probably to a reputable holiday park.
Funny is there's a parallel harking with the whole Corbyn stuff, which I know that we'll go into later. But Boris stepped down and didn't, you know, he led us there, and then he went, "No, I'm not going to." And now Corbyn's got in that similar position where. He's there with us and people are going, step down. And he can't because of that.
He's like, yeah, I mean, I guess he's a bit braver than Boris. He can see that it's a shit show and go, no, I can do this. Yeah. I can lead you guys. We're like, don't be ridiculous, man. You look like an anorexic Santa. But anyway, what I want to know about is Theresa May. Seb, what do we know about Theresa May?
Personally, not a great deal. She kind of
came
out.
She's not returning your calls.
No, she's not. She's not returning my calls. I've texted her a few times. But I don't know. She's just come out of the woodworks a little bit for me because I thought Boris was going to be nailed on.
Yeah.
He's dodged a bullet and then she's come out of kind of nowhere from my limited knowledge of politics.
Yeah.
Do we get good vibes from her?
Quite bland, I think.
I get bad vibes from them all, really, in some senses. But
so she's got involved. She's done one of these sort of light-hearted interviews today to show that she's got a warm side, and it's kind of things like, I don't watch Game of Thrones. I prefer MasterChef. I
where was that on?
I think this was on the Mail. One of my two sources of news. Something like Delia, a little bit too formal when it comes to recipes. She prefers an Ottolenghi cookbook.
She likes to be a bit more freestyle in the kitchen. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
She's got 100 cookbooks and no Delia, hasn't she? That's what she's come out and said. That's all they know about Theresa May.
Absolute sin.
We've all read the same news.
Well, interestingly, I think I did hear something, and again, obviously, sometimes my knowledge, my memory is fails me, but I think Angela Leadston was having a lunch with Theresa May. They used to be old friends, and now I think they're up against each other.
She's the one of the very.
She's the underdogs.
But she was the real Brexiter.
She was the real Brexiter, although has been quoted 3 years earlier saying that we should never leave the EU.
Okay. What a politician. Changing their mind, but having it all documented. She's also refusing to rule out Farage being one of the negotiators.
Don't, really? This is what I was going to say to you this morning. This is what I was watching. It was put to her whether she would put Nigel Farage. And then she, instead of saying yes or no, she just said, I'll put, I want to have the best people that support the Leave vote, in my campaign. I'm like, you've just said you're putting Farage in. I always think that's a definite.
After his outburst in the EU, whatever it was earlier this week, how can you send him in to negotiate?
He addressed the EU lot and said, none of you have done a day's work.
Yeah, he's sitting behind a brain surgeon.
A brain surgeon who'd also lived under Stalin's gulag.
Yeah.
So, lazy.
One thing I have noticed, personally, about a lot of the stuff going on recently, there are a lot of Angelas. In politics. Now we've got three notable Angelas, right? So it got me thinking. We've got Angela Leadston, we've got Angela Eagle, and we've got Angela
Myrtle.
German one.
First point. It's Andrea Leadston. Angela Merkel, she's been around for ages.
Angela Eagle, though.
Angela Eagle.
That's still two Angelas and an Andrea, which probably stems from Angela.
It's suspicious because there aren't any Angelas in real life.
That's exactly what I mean. So I looked at what Angela meant. I still think it sticks by common if it's two of them. Angela is the female name given. Oh, it's a Latin name, sorry. And its background is Christian. It's derived from the Greek word. Angelos, meaning messenger of God.
That's always gone well.
So it was most popular between 1965 and 1979.
Who do we think's gonna win this Tory leadership thing? Is it gonna be Theresa May, or do we think Gove's gonna pull another upset?
I mean, he's already fucked off loads of people, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think
the teachers.
I mean, not only
48% of the country.
I mean, we've got no vote in it. That's the annoying thing, isn't it? This is all just going to be in the house. But I think within the party, most people are backing Theresa May, aren't they?
She's got 60 backers already, hasn't she? I think Gove's got 10.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a bit suicidal to maybe back Gove nowadays.
But she was Remain. And a lot of people are saying
need a Brexit.
Yeah, but then I wonder if you could, that it would just get split amongst the others, and what was the other guy?
You got Crab. Crab, who's seems alright, and then it's need to gay marriage.
Well, I don't think that is a. I'm not sure how.
How?
It is a comment that he made, isn't it?
It is something, but I think it's. Yeah, he's trying to play it down.
I feel like
you've got to remember, the Tories are all slightly evil, so they're all going to have little little things wrong with them.
They're all born from Lucifer.
It's like, oh, I was really pro EU, but oh no, I was kind of anti-gay.
Yeah.
So, can't have it all.
No, I think
so. I think Theresa May is going to do it. I think people don't know anything about her. She's going to turn out to be probably 10 times meaner than Cameron and George were, and everyone's going to be really confused. And I think a lot of people are going to be confused that they don't get to vote for the Prime Minister. I think that's going to blow people's minds in a couple of weeks.
Do you think they don't know now?
I'd say there are a lot of people who
assume
who haven't.
Do you think you can vote for this? Please email the programme.
A lot of people who just looked at that map of Europe with Syria and Iraq next to it and just said, oh no, just get me out of here. And didn't look at any of the facts and probably don't know how the system works. Probably think they're going to just sort of A woman is in charge. A woman is in charge of the country. She looks quite...
She's mean. Why is she mean?
She looks like Thatcher. I hope it's not like when Thatcher was in charge. No, it's definitely going to be. You idiots. Anyway, they were the facts. The facts were that we don't know a lot. We've narrowed down to only two Angelas in British.
still quite a substantial amount of them in friendship groups.
You're right. It is suspicious. Task Force! Cool. So we have a new feature this week called Task Force. The idea being that basically some issues are so important that you need a team of experts and mavericks to deal with them. So let's assume that they've tried the normal ways, the cabinet have discussed it, they've taken it to a select committee, and still they can't work out how to sort something out. That's what we're going to do every week. We're going to take it to the group and we're going to sort out a big problem. This week's problem is Labour. This has been going on for some time. It wasn't great under Miliband, and then things have just got worse and worse for Corbyn. So let's just... How are things at the moment for Corbyn and Labour?
I mean, it is like there's been a bomb and everyone's just trying to survive underground. That's what it feels like. Corbyn's got a really nice little bit where he's safe with all his people looking after him, but just down the corridor.
And you can imagine him sort of with a blanket and a cocoa going, it's going to be okay.
And he's got, who's his deputy?
Tom Watson.
Yeah.
Stroking his hair.
Giving him a foot massage. It will be fine.
While secretly plotting against him. So basically, Corbyn is not, 80% of Labour MPs believe that Corbyn should go. He lost pretty much his whole cabinet, bar a couple of characters over the week. It was all very orchestrated.
Can I just stop you there and just think how that would make you feel within your jobs?
Gutted.
If your whole team turned around and went, not into that. I've actually had it with an employee once. He turned around and said he was waiting for the end of the job to finish. And I literally was in a position where I was like, oh, I really shouldn't care what you think, but... My power is only reliant on your believing in my power.
That's a very fitting analogy.
Yes. Yes.
That's exactly how Corbyn must be feeling. So, whilst Labour members very much support Jeremy Corbyn, I don't think there's been a party leader with so much mandate for leadership. His MPs themselves don't support him. So this is quite a tricky one. Seb, I know you've got a bit of a theory about how this should be tackled. What would you go for if you were Corbyn the powers that run Labour?
If I was Corbyn, we were discussing the other day, I think I would split from Labour Party, and then if I was Corbyn, make kind of a left-wing version of like the UKIP Party.
Right, okay.
And then take, because he's got 40, I think MPs who still support him.
Yeah,
so 40 bring those along with him.
Yeah,
it's not doing great, but.
Yeah.
I'd bring those along.
Do you think if he splits off, though, like what he's trying to do is get others to split off so that he stays in power? Because if he splits off, then he actually gives up his little crown, doesn't he?
Well, if he made his own party, he's going to have like 40 MPs with him anyway. So he's going to be like the fourth biggest voice in the Commons.
Mm.
So he's already, and then. Kind of in terms of next week goes to, I guess, a general election and things, you can kind of do, maybe you could do, I don't know, coalition with a Labour Party or kind of Lib Dems are coming
Dems
back.
Lib Dems are probably going to get some more fans this time round. It was like, we thought Clegg was bad. No, get him back. We miss Clegg now.
It is frustrating, isn't it? Because I'm even last weekend, watching my good old friend Andrew Marr, who basically...
I'm bringing some class to the conversation. Move over the sun on Sunday.
But he made a very good point in the sense that we've been underrepresented for a really long time. Well, the working class people have been uncoupled.
Yeah.
Include myself in that. But
sort of,
yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. So we've been really underrepresented for a long time now. But they have been since Thatcher's world. And so... it is a great it's annoying, and obviously we don't want that, but it's a shock, and it's a shock that has meant to be made, and I think that is good that it's, but now all the political parties need to deal with it and start trying to represent it. And so it would be interesting actually with a separate party. I don't know if Corbyn would step away like that, though.
It's a bit of a maverick move.
But he is. I mean, that's what's got sort of nice and kind of edgy about him.
This is what Task Force is about. It's about thinking outside of that box. Now, Sophie, hit me with your solution.
I mean, I think something like that would be brilliant. I think.
Easy. Oh, this would be so easy this time.
I definitely think that what I would like to see happen is to someone come up from a Labour background and begin. And us to have another figurehead.
Right.
That isn't Corbyn. I mean, Corbyn, I think, still needs to be there, but we need, and if they are going to oppose it, these people are going to walk off. Don't just walk up and be like, oh, no, I'm resigning. Do something about it. Like, create something. If you don't think he's up to it, then challenge him. And just, they kind of need to have it out, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, do you know of any Labour MPs that would be up to that job?
I mean, it's very hard to get any, no.
To know any names.
Action, yeah, know any names.
It's correct. The information just isn't out there. We just don't know who these people are, do we?
Owen Smith?
Bring back Blair.
Blair is floating around a lot more than...
Well, yeah. I mean, this isn't to do with fighting this isn't to do with our task force in some ways, but I did, interestingly, touch upon something, I found out something to say about this Portland PR company.
Yeah.
That have said, have been linked to, and they were part of Blair's government.
Yeah.
And they have been linked to this coup that's been happening against Jeremy Corbyn.
Oh, they're pulling some of the strings, yeah. Alistair Campbell's also
Involved. Yeah, part of it.
I mean, I'm very confused about this Angela Eagle character that's emerged. It's like, sort of, where have they been keeping her? Yeah. Why has she got Donald Trump's hair?
Yeah. and Boris's.
Yeah, Boris's. What is it about 2016? Everyone just having this blonde mop. I mean,
fancy dress, though, isn't it? Easy fancy dress. We can all get on that.
Is that the best they could do? Like, is it like, oh God, we need someone to challenge him. It's like,
it's going to be Eagle out.
Eagle's not busy at the moment. She's up for it. I mean, she looks like one of these angry people that you get interviewed in the news that voted for Corbyn. She looks like classic Corbyn fodder.
But this is what really annoys me, is I just think there's so much fodder in Parliament at the moment. And it really just lacks someone coming through and just something sensible going, this is what we need to know the... You know, all this personality war that's happened in the last week has been ridiculous, and it's like, what? Who's giving what to who, and what are we getting from this, and what's going to change? And there's no one just being like, so. Well, that's what I want. I want to create a person or mould a person who's like that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think I've got the person. Oh, I've been doing my research on Task Force.
Who is it? I'm excited.
He's free in a couple of months.
Oh yeah.
Obama.
Yeah.
Obama.
Bring him in.
Like, he'd think the UK was a piece of piss. He spent the last 8 years trying to get everyone to stop shooting each other. And we're like, come on in. We're just arguing about, like...
Oh my God, imagine that. That'd be amazing.
Because I don't think he's as well loved in the US as he is in the UK. Yeah. We'd just be in awe. Can you imagine him going up against Theresa May?
Oh, I mean, literally, she'll pale. He just
charmed the pants off her.
She gave me.
Got a little tingle there.
Just think about how many people would get involved in politics again.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, it's so much better. Yes, we can over Jez, we can.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be back, bring him over. We'll work out some special legislation as part of this Brexit stuff, saying, oh, yeah, we can have an American run the country.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, what? So your NHS is, or your health service is already free, right? That's great. I was trying to do that. No guns. Perfect. Right. What do you need me to do? I mean, like, well, really, we just want to get on again.
Yeah. Like, Did it ever make you think, though, like, do you remember in Love Actually, Hugh Grant's character of Prime Minister?
Yeah.
I often think back to that film and think, imagine if in all of this you know, Cameron or, you know, our next Prime Minister, you know, all they want is just a little romance or whatever like that.
Yeah.
I think if you look at like the personal lives, think of what they've been doing. It's not, there's nothing, no, people aren't connecting with them.
A lot of them look like they could do with a cuddle.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They need a little snog behind the scenes of a high school show. No, sorry, prime school show.
A little risky behind Big Ben.
Yeah, with Marty McCutcheon.
Get her involved too. Obama in charge, Marty McCutcheon as Chancellor.
Yeah.
And I kind of miss Prescott in a way.
Do you? Yeah.
just him, just getting through those tins of condensed milk.
Yeah. I saw an interview with Lord Kinnock. What a lovely man he seems.
Oh, I've heard nothing but good things about him. Yeah, just bring back all the lovely old folk.
The old folk, yeah.
Even Heseltine seems quite nice in his old age, and he was very horrible. Anyway, so that's task force sorted. We're gonna
back Obama.
Back Obama. Make it happen. So if you work on the hashtag,
yeah.
Seb, you call Obama.
I'm on it.
If he's not picking up, call Martine. She's more likely to get back to us. But anyway, thank you both for sorting that one out.
Quiz.
And we end every week with a quiz of the events, some of the issues that we might not have had time for. Sophie, have you won a quiz yet?
Depends what you say is winning. Yeah.
Moral victory? Sometimes.
Yeah, I think if we look at the figures, no, I haven't won.
Well,
that was my political answer. Did you get that?
Yeah,
I'm not quite answering the question.
That's you putting your hat in the ring.
Yeah,
just saying, guys, I am free and available.
You can lead a country whenever you want me to. Okay, well let's kick off. This is Seb's debut. There's a lot of beginner's luck when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, or they're just against me. But yeah.
Question one: who said he would leave the country if Boris becomes our prime minister?
Ooh.
It's in the ether of my mind.
The suspense is killing me. I'm gonna have to push you on this for an answer.
Okay, yeah. Prince Harry.
No, it wasn't Prince Harry.
Seb Osborne?
No, it was Jamie Oliver.
Oh. That was my second answer.
Yeah, sorry, you did have that written down. Yeah.
He's a good candidate, isn't he?
He could be minister.
Let's get him in the
Health. He's a bit podgy for that, but
doesn't matter. Look at them.
Yeah, he's health.
Look at them. Look at them in the Parliament bars.
They're all grotesque. Okay, two. Let's try and get a point.
Okay.
Who became the most?
Don't pressure me.
Who became the most followed person on Twitter this week?
Oh, Sav. It must be like Boris Johnson.
No. It's something that we haven't spoken about today.
Oh, God.
I'm so bad at this. I'm worse than you.
Kanye West?
No.
Farage?
No. Katy Perry.
Oh,
really?
I know.
That's a shock.
I haven't heard much from her.
No.
I don't know if she was even up to anything.
Yeah.
Well, good for her.
I bet she had some fireworks go off then.
Well, you lack in actual knowledge, you make up for it. Terrible jokes. Hopefully Seb will get this one.
Okay.
Game of Thrones finished this week.
Ooh.
How many episodes are left?
Seb was
correct. I kind of had a misleading question there. I phrased that really badly in that the series 6 finished this week.
Okay,
no spoilers, don't worry, you can continue listening.
It's very good.
But 13 left. 13. So not long now, but Sophie, I imagine you haven't...
Do you know why I haven't started? The only reason I haven't started is because I get obsessed by things like this and I know that it's got everything I like in a programme. I almost know that I'm going to love it so much that I won't walk my dog for circa a week because I won't leave the house.
Yeah, it's true. It's that kind of show.
Yeah.
But if you can get someone to look after the dog for a week...
I know, the killing took me 3 days, 2 series, and he just looked at me like, am I going to go out? And I'm like, no, you're not.
What have
go
you,
in the garden.
What have you become?
Yeah. As I sit there with a Chinese takeaway. not leaving the house. Yeah.
Not sharing with said dog. Okay, right. Penultimate question. England apparently went out to Iceland in the football this week. despite having the highest paid manager in the tournament.
Yeah.
What salary was Roy Hodgson on?
Seb. This is... 4 million?
No.
Okay, so 3.5 million.
She's only gonna bloody nail there.
It's so much victory.
Oh my god, it's 1-1.
Oh no.
1-1. All to
this
play.
This is my only chance to
all
ever
to
win
play
the quiz.
For. It's not like, it's not an icebreaker, it's not a deal breaker. I'm told it's a tiebreaker. Someone has written an erotic novel about the EU referendum.
Oh my god, I wanna read this.
What is it called?
Seb. Sexit.
That's good.
They're really good.
I like it.
You know something. You know something. I don't.
It's actually called Pounded by the Pound.
Oh.
Oh, that is, I mean, that's strong.
That
is it
good.
Written by a bloke? That's quite a...
It's written by a guy called Chuck Tingle.
Of course it is.
And
I'm writing that down.
It's
yeah, one to read.
Turn gay by the socio-economic implications of Britain leaving the European Union. It promises 4,200 words of sizzling human or monetary unit action, including anal, blowjobs, rough sex, cream pies, and living pound love.
I mean, I feel like one of us has to read it for next week.
And yeah, just maybe that can be the just book club, the new podcast.
I've got book club tonight. I will suggest it.
Okay, and it's only 4,200 words, so
that's
a short essay. So it is even Stevens for you both. Congratulations, you are both
Ooh.
Winners with 1 point each. I don't have any more tiebreakers. We'll just have to leave it there.
I mean, that's the closest I've come to victory, yeah. I'm happy with that.
Well, thank you both for joining me on This Might Be The News. I hope you, the listener, have learned something today. And
really sorry.
We will see you next week. Thanks.
Cheers.